insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Dear listeners, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and in this edition, we will try to have a closer look at the 25th chapter, Surah Al-Furqan. First, let's just listen to the verses we're going to talk about in this program, and we'll be back shortly. So stay with us.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وهو الذي أرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته وأنزلنا من السماء ماء طهورا
And it is He who sends the wind as good tidings before His mercy, and we send down from the sky pure water.
Now we have reached this verse of the chapter Furqan. The 48th verse states, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحَ بُشْرًا بَيْنَ يَدَيْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَأَنزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا And He it is who sends the winds as heralds of glad tidings, going before His mercy, and we send down pure water from the sky. Dear listeners, the previous verses were about the great blessings, and they were somehow the main principles of man's life. Now, this verse brings another important blessing. So it says, هو الذي أرسل الرياح بشرا بين يدي رحمته. He it is who sends the winds as heralds of glad tidings before His mercy. Now, you all know that the function of the winds as heralds of descending of divine blessing is not concealed to anyone. Because if they do not exist, even a drop of rain would never fall on dry land. It is true that the shining of the sun evaporates water of the seas and the condensing of vapors in the cold layer of atmosphere forms rain clouds. But if the winds were not here to move these rain clouds from the oceans to the dry lands, the clouds would change into rain and fall on the seas. So, in short, these heralds of blessing that move continually throughout the earth quench the thirst of the dry lands and the earth, and they bring the enlivening rain. They are the ones that form streams, springs, wells, and they cause the land to grow various kinds of plants. Now, the point is that some of these winds that move in front of the clouds and are mixed with mild moisture create a kind of pleasant breeze which emits the smell of rain. They are like givers of glad tidings that announce the coming of a dear traveler.
مر الزمان تألقا وأضاء للدنيا طريقا.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic approach.
We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
So the verse says, "Huwallazi arsala ar-riyah," using the Quranic word riyah, or winds, may refer to the various kinds of winds. Some of them flow from the north, some flow from the south, some flow from east to west, and some flow from west to east. And consequently, they spread clouds in all areas of the earth. The interesting point is that at the end of the 48th verse, we see the Holy Quran says, أَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا, pure water. It is worth considering that the adjective pure is attributed to water. This is overstatement, which means its meaning is being pure and to purify. It means that water is both essentially clean and can also purify defiled things. It can purify polluted things and waters sometimes. And in addition to water, there are many objects that are clean, but they are never able to purify the polluted and defiled objects. So the important thing in this case is that water, besides being enlivener, can be a purifier, can purify. If there were not water, all of our life, body and our soul would be dirty. Though water cannot kill microbes, it can dissolve, it can wash microbes. And in this way, it can effectively help man's health, and it can fight against many diseases. Moreover, we all know that for purification of soul, we also perform ritual bathing and ablution, and this enlivening liquid purifies both soul and body. So it is another great blessing of the Lord that we must be grateful for. There are some points remaining about this verse to be mentioned, brothers and sisters. The first is that the verse starts saying, هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحِ, He it is who sends the winds. So in all the verses of the Holy Quran, we can see that the actions on the earth are being attributed even to Allah or the ones allowed from Him. And in this case, it is the Allah's will that is causing the winds to move. هُوَ الَّذِي أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحِ. A person of insight must know that every action, every happening, and every event in this world is from Almighty Allah. And another interesting fact regarding this verse that we have sufficiently emphasized is that the Almighty Allah has got some norms. He runs the actions based on those norms. If he wants to purify some things, he uses its own causes. أَرْسَلَ الرِّيَاحِ أَنْزَلْنَا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً طَهُورًا. And also in the next verse it says لِنُحِيَ بِهِ بَلْدَةً مَيْتًا. And that is how we give life to a dead land. We will sufficiently talk about the next verse later on. Thank you for staying with us. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me, worry ends when faith begins.